Thank you, Sister Henry. What a wonderful introduction. To God be the glory. Yes, yeah. I want to thank and I give honor so much for the privilege of being asked to minister to us this morning. I say us because I'm beginning it too. I'm ministering to myself as I minister to others. And I want to thank you, Henry, for inviting me to speak to us today. First of all, I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. To senior pastor, Pastor Henry, the associate pastor, Pastor Fiani, the woman's leader, Sister Henry, assistant leader, Sister Fiani, Sister Barbara and Sister Bernice, and all the other women and saints of God, and also visiting friends, if there are any. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for this church, the Apostolic Church in America. God bless you, Pastor Henry, and your wife. It's such a wonderful work, and yesterday, for sure, it was wonderful. I receive a lot of being there.
Amen.
And now, today, I just want to give God thanks for his goodness towards me. There's nothing good in me that I have done, but it's because of his love and his mercy why he snatched me out of sin and into his marvelous light. Yeah. And serving all these years that I met him, you know, he allows me to do some work in his vineyard, and for that I'm grateful.
Yes.
And
yes, God.
This morning I am going to speak from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which was read before. And I have a few points that I'd like to point out to us this morning. And it's going to be a short, you know, message, but I give God and, you know, praise and glory, because I know when Jonah was sent to Nineveh, he had a short message. He was coming from God. He went and he gave a short message, and that message reached home to the people. Thank you, Jesus. And it's that the Lord put in my spirit is the same verses in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which I read. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who is for the joy that was set before us, before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
this race, as the scripture is speaking about, it's not an ordinary race, and it's not a physical race like we see happening in our work, in our world. In this life, we have many types of races. You have horse race, you have vehicle race, sports race, like track and so forth. But then the most important race of all is the gospel race, spiritually speaking now. The gospel race is the most important race that we have to run in this world. This race is not only run like running a track race. It is spiritually.
Yes.
Because when we look at that in a natural sense of it, the horses, whenever you're going to run a race, you have to prepare the horses. And some of them give them a shower. I didn't even know that until I checked it out. They give the horses a bath. Then they have to make sure that the horse put on their hoof, the bridle on the horse. That is to keep them forward, going straight. They can't sway their head. Keep their face straight so that they can run in the track and not be distracted.
Yes.
They also have to put on shoes. They have special shoes that they put on the horse's feet so that they would not, you know, slip and trip up. And when I look at that, what is in the natural? And the word of God is saying, you know, that We have to run this race, and we have to prepare ourselves too.
Yes.
If the homeless are putting on their shoes, the word of God says we must put on the gospel's shoes also. And we know that scripture verse, we have to put on the whole armor of God. It has everything in there, which we all know that scripture verse. We have to put on the whole armor of God because we have to be prepared for this race that we are running for the Lord Jesus Christ. So the horses have the shoes, and we have our shoes too, spiritually speaking, as the word of God teaches us. Then you have the vehicle races. And when the vehicles are being prepared, they have to check the engine. They have to check the tires to make sure that everything is in place. Then with the track race, this is just a few of them naming out to us. With the racetrack race, Usain Bolt and all those people, they prepare themselves to run the race so that they can win. Sometimes people, who are not faithful in certain things and they get envious and jealous, they cause some people, even the horse race, the vehicle race, some people do stuff to cause accidents. Some people do things to cause people to lose the race. And therefore, they have to prepare themselves in such a way that everything goes well if they want to come first or second.
Yes.
Now, it's just the race for money. We are not running it literally on a track race. But when we look at what the word of God says, we have to run this race with patience. As a matter of fact, before you go to chapter 11, those elders and some of the saints who, gone on before us now, in chapter 11, they were running a race, which is the gospel race. And they went through a lot of testings and trials and tribulation.
Yes.
But because they had the faith of God to keep them going, that is an endurance, that is what caused them to be steadfast in God. I write down a few things here, and these same people, they died in faith. You can find that in chapter 11, when you have time, you can read it. All those people who died and gone on, they were looking for the promises, but then some of them received the promises, but then some of them, they did not receive the promises, but they held on to the faith that they had in God, and they embraced them by faith. And because of their faith and endurance, we too are inspired to stay the course in our racing, and a race of faith and perseverance. And we need that kind of faith to take distance. God said in His word, faith, it is impossible to please Him. So if those people who gone on before, they went through so many testings and trials. Some of them were sown asunder. They never had life like some of us. And I would like to read just a little piece of it. In chapter 11, it says, some of them were stoned. They were sown asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having been a good report through faith, received not the promise of God. But God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And those people, even though they were going through all those different situations, they held on to their faith in God. And they kept on going. And because of that, we went over into chapter 12, which is a continuation of that. And he's saying, wherefore, seeing, we are all compassed. Because we are compassed about in such a great crowd of witnesses, the word of God is encouraging us to hold on. Looking unto Jesus.
Yes.
And that we are surrounded with all these people who are, who went on before us. And the word of God is encouraging us to hold on. Even though those people was going and they've had so much things, because we don't even experience not even a quarter of what they're going through. But they held on to their faith and they continue in God. Now we who are here, they were an example to us to encourage us to hold on by faith. Even though we might not get certain things that we are, you know, asking God for, God has better things in store for us. Because the natural things are just for a time. But the spiritual things of God are for life everlasting. Praise God. But the rain could not receive it. The promises of what they would think of it, because they held on by faith, God see them through to the end.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And so we have to run the race with patience. In the natural race, some people lose and some people win. But in the gospel race, we have two choices or three choices. We are saved or unsaved, or we make it to the kingdom or we make it to hell. And God gave us a choice. He told us to choose in this day who we will serve. Because He loves us so much, He told us to choose life. So He still gave us the answer, choose life. But because of disobedience, many people choose to do their own, go their own way and live their own life. And some people have died and gone to hell. But God giving us who are alive here and remain a chance to accept Him and to choose life.
Yes.
And my first point, what I would like to look at is, let us lay aside every weight.
Yes.
Lay aside every weight. You might be wondering, what am I saying this morning? But all of us have some weight to carry.
Yes.
And God came to us this morning. We have to lay aside every weight. Not some, but every weight. He wants us to lay them aside. This is to all of us, myself including, and all of us who are here hearing my voice, and to all of the people, God wants us to lay aside every weight. We are obligated to do this. We got to put them away. We have to put them off. Whatever it is, we have to ask God to deliver us and to sanctify us and to cleanse us and lay aside all of the weeds that are wearing us down.
Yes.
God has chosen some of us to carry His word. And when we are carrying God's word, we have Him weighed upon us. We have to ask God to search us and to look down into our situation and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And whatever it is that is burdening us down, we have to lay them aside. Whether it be spiritually or physically. Because when we are running a race, we cannot carry load.
No.
When we look at the natural side, when anyone is running a race, they don't have no weights on their back. They don't have no weights in their hands, because their hands are after balancing. They don't have no heavy clothes. They have to run light. Otherwise, they'll be kept back, or they will lose the race. They will be left behind. In the natural, so is the spiritual. We cannot run this gospel race with any baggages. We have to lay them aside.
Take off all the
sins that are messing us up, and run this race that God allows to run.
Yes.
Because God gives us God's word to minister. We have to examine ourselves. When the scripture came to me, you know, Lord, lay aside every weight and the sin is just a little bit set us. We are living in this life serving you for years.
Yes.
What kind of weight couldn't be carrying still?
Yes.
When we look into the He said, every little fox that is spoiled in the vine, they are weak. If we have something in our hearts against our brethren, that is a weak.
Yes.
When I look at certain information that I wrote on as it came to my spirit, this is what I have here as I wrote it down. Let us look into ourselves and see what is bringing us down. Let us take a stock. Let us examine ourselves and see what is hindering us from growing in grace. What is killing us spiritually and also physically? Is it envy, hatred, jealousy, lust, pride, and then I have a big one here, unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is one of the heaviest burden, one of the heaviest weight that I experience that many folks are carrying. And if we don't forgive, as the word of God says, if we don't forgive, he will not forgive us either. We have to get rid of unforgiveness. That's a heavy weight. Because of unforgiveness, many people get sick. Many people get all kinds of diseases because of this thing called unforgiveness. And this is some of the ways that are weighing us down, because they are heavy weights.
Yes.
When it is finished, it brings forth death. And my second point is the sin that does so easily beset us. Beset us, you mean temptation or sin, which we always fall victim to. There are many things that we fall victim to, and which we ask God for forgiveness, and then we find ourselves doing it again. Then we ask God for forgiveness, then we find ourselves doing it again.
Yeah.
But we have a point in God, a place in God, where we decide we're going to lay that sin aside and ask God to give us the grace to overcome those vices or sinful habits which we seem to overlook. Is either because of material benefits, negligence, or our carefree attitude. All are some of the things that are wearing us down. Is it lack of faith? Because God is saying, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And all of us who come to him must believe that if he is a person that diligently seek him. Is it anger? Sometimes, all of us, I'm guilty of sometimes. Sometimes we get upset and anger stepping. And that's a weight we have to ask God to release us from. Is it that particular sin that entangles us? Lord, help us this morning. There are some secret sins. And many times when I press the Lord, if there is any secret sin, please remove them and forgive me for that. Sometimes there are some secret sins many people are carrying around, burning them down, because they feel like God didn't forgive them. But when we go to God and ask him for forgiveness, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But some people, they create people wrong because it bothers the spirit. But God wants us to rid of every secret sin that we're carrying on our
shoulders.
Is us down spiritually, is down physically. Because something might not know about it, your body might not know about it, your sister might not know about it, but God sees it, and he wants us to get every secret sin. Because when our pastors don't see what we are doing, let's say I'm preaching to myself, none of us, when our pastors are, our sister or brother are seeing us, God is seeing the little secret sins that go on.
Yes.
And get caught. Because, they get exposed. They begin to say, that was the first time this thing happened. No, maybe it was being practiced all along, but because it wasn't exposed, because God didn't reveal it, and it became exposed to the public. This is the first time. But, sometimes it's many times over because, people get caught. It's a good thing. But it wants us to get rid of every secret practice that might be going on. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless God.
Are all these things keeping us from moving forward in God? Yes, they're keeping us from moving forward in God, because sometimes you can't even see the manifestation of the sons of God because of sin. Because certain things are going on, and then we can't get to manifest it.
Yes.
We can't get to manifest it among us because
of the secret sin that goes on when no one is around. And then the Spirit of God cannot move freely how he wants to move in our midst because of these things. Lord, have mercy upon me this morning, but I have to bring the word because of what God put in my spirit. And when he brought the scripture to me, I didn't want to touch it. But then I said, I have to do exactly what God allowed me to do.
Yes,
and all we have to do is just examine ourselves because there is no sin shall they're going to be entering there because God is a holy God and not even a spot can enter there.
Yes.
When you close in Clorox to clean the clothes and sometimes the Clorox can penetrate certain spots. But God's blood wash every spot away. That's why he died to say, that's why he shed his blood, to cleanse us all and if there wasn't the shedding of blood, there wouldn't be no remission of sin, but the blood of Jesus, which is so efficacious, which is so powerful, it cleanses us from all our sin.
Yes.
And he wants us to come clean before him so that he can do what he has to do among us, because he said judgment will begin in the house of God. And if it begins first in the house of God, what's going to happen to even the unrighteous?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, mercy upon us. And I pray to God that we will take heed to the word of God and be obedient to what God is saying unto us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Is it stubbornness? Is it laziness? It is skepticism. Lord, help us this morning. Lack of patience. I know many times because of lack of patience, we run and do things. When God is saying wait on him, we run and do many things. And then because we do things in our own hands, then situations happen to us. And then we lost certain things, you know, that God had in store for us. We didn't get it because we run ahead of him. And we do what we want to do because we don't have patience. We have lack of patience. We don't have the patience that God gave us. He said, run this race with patience.
Yes.
And we got to ask God to help us to run the race that he gave us to run with patience. And don't mess up. We are not perfect. We are going under protection. But God also said we have to be holy as he is holy. Because holiness without sin, no man shall see the Lord. Jesus loved us so much. He gave us chances after chances. We failed him many times, but he had mercy upon us. And he forgave us. And he cleansed us. And he wants us to live a life to please him. Even how things are going right now in this world, we just have to run into Jesus because so many things are happening, and we don't know what's going to happen right here where we live. We don't know. Things are happening in other places, and we feel like we're getting away. No, the time will come when the Lord Jesus will just allow something to happen. Sometimes, you know, we ask for a situation, and we pray about the situation, and the reason why God ain't even answer some of the prayers, because God has already given words of warning, and people will not take heed. And when Jesus said, that's it. No matter how much prayer, when God ready to intervene, and he said, that's it. Remember that Esau, he sold his birthright for a morsel of food. And because he cried, but he didn't get any forgiveness. Because what? He disobeyed. He sold his birthright. God, help us not to do that. Help us, Lord Jesus, to just live a life, please you, and to cleanse ourselves from all the situation that is hindering us and causing us to chip up and messing up our lives. And the Lord Jesus, give us mercy. Every morning, your mercy we see. But one of these days, there will be no mercy because the Lord will say, that's it. Enough is enough. I pray that none of us here ever end up in that situation. And my last point, run with patience. I touched that before, I'm going to touch it again. Run with patience the race that is set before us. And we have to look unto Jesus, not unto man. But looking unto Jesus. Because man put man, you know, as if they are higher than God. Some people can lend. I can't remember what I want to use here. But if you look to Jesus and don't look to man, who can fail us many times, we'll be a better people. Men's person in admiration. Some people have men's person in admiration. And they don't look to God. And that too can cause people to get messed up.
Yeah.
So let's run down with patience. Patience here. When we look at it in the sense of the world, when they're running the races, they run fast. They were, as I mentioned earlier, Hussein. He ran his race because he had a certain time to get to the end line, to the end of the race. But he had a certain time to put in all that effort to get to where he's going. That is just the natural side. When we look at the Lord Jesus, he gave us patience. He gave us many times, many years. Some of us get a lot of years to get ourselves, you know, in the way that God would have us be, to run his race with patience. And keep our eyes on him, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Peace will be fine as long as his eyes on Jesus. But the moment he begins to look around at the waves, all those vicious waves, he begins to sink. Then when he reached out to Jesus, then he got help. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. We have to keep in our track. Just like all your horses have the bridles to keep them from straying and going into another chapter for the one of the other horses. The horse has to keep his eyes straight because the bridle got him in a stiff jacket. Well, God wants us to keep our eyes on him and to focus. Don't be carried away with everything that is coming up our way. Don't be carried away with any, you know, news from this and news from that, because so many news going on and causing us to be fearful. This is the time when people are fearful too, because of what else God said. Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear because of what is coming upon the face of the earth. But God don't want us to be fearful of that. We want to fear him, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. But we want to fear him and live a life to please him, and so that he can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And to put our trust in God, and we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will be able to hear that scripture, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. We have to ask God to give us patience. Don't be anxious for anything. That's what the word of God said, to be anxious for nothing. We have to be patient and wait on God. Wait on the Lord. It's not easy to wait. Sometimes you're going through some trials, and I can give you an experience. I was going through some experiences in my race. It was hot. That was a situation that was very hot. And I cried out to God many times, many times. I cried to God. And I said, Lord, how long? How much must I go through? How much must I bear? I get fed up of this. I don't get fed up of God, but I get fed up of the situation. And sometimes we want to just relax for a while because of the testings and the trials. But he said in his word, he's not going to give us more than what we can bear, but he's going to give us what it takes to go through it. Jesus himself was tested and tried. And I know we're going to say that was Jesus. He was Jesus. He couldn't sin. But he allowed us to be able to cope with the temptation and the situation that we are tested with. Because he still put us through some testings too. And we have to pass that test. If we don't pass that test, I'm not the one that's going to come. Because the enemy is not going to let up on us. As you pass one test, here comes another one. And we have to ask God to give us the grace. We need a lot of grace in the time that we're living in. We need grace to go through the situations that we're going through. Many people are losing their jobs. Many people are losing their homes. People are dying left, right, and center. Youths and are shooting our youth. So many things are happening. We have to keep on this race track. And ask God to give us the direction to go out from the weakness and to teach others to come to Jesus, run into Jesus, because time is short. Run into Jesus, because there's going to come a time when the door is going to be shut and we're not going to be able to enter. When Noah was building the ark, men said, after all that's sealed, there was no study, word of God, don't be sealed. When Noah was building the ark, what God told him to build, he was building for a long time. He was being mocked and jeered. Many of us are going to be mocked and jeered. But we have to do what God bids us to do. And he did what he had to do, and when the time came, and the rain began to fall, that was it. Then they believed that what he said was true. But he couldn't open the door for them, because God, he says, shut that door. And when God closed the door on any one of us, if we are family fool, and we don't live a life to please God, when that door is shut, nobody else can open it for us.
Amen.
It's a serious, serious thing we're living in. We are four, seeing that we are compassed about, we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. This race is a spiritual one.
Yes.
It's not a one.
Yes.
And we have to stay in his word, and he gives us all the tools and all the information that we need to run this race. We have to come to God empty many times, because he wants to deal with us. And sometimes we have to turn down our plate and give God some time to deal with us. And sometimes food is a waste too. It's a testing thing too. Because we eat. And we don't give God some hours and sacrifice and turn the plate down. And then the flesh, you know, take over. And then sometimes we eat tough and we get sick too. And that is the reason why sometimes we suffer with certain things. Because when God is saying, turn down the plate, don't touch that. Don't touch that this morning. I don't eat that. Go before me for a few hours. We say, no, I got to fulfill this because I'm hungry. The flesh is saying, feed me. But we need to be fed with the spiritual stuff. We need to be fed with the word of God.
Yes.
Yes. It might be a thing one this morning, but I have to just put it over how God give it to me. I'm not going to prolong it longer than I should. But what the Lord gave it to me, my spirit, I brought it out. And we have to just ask God to help us going forward to be obedient to his word. When I look at Hebrews, and I see a lot of things in Hebrews, it's more than one chapter here say, wherefore.
Yes.
God is warning us a lot of times. Therefore, if you see that you have to be doing so and so, do this now. Therefore, seeing that such and such and such, do this. Run with patience to Jesus.
Amen.
That side, lay aside everything that is hindering us. Look to Jesus.
God.
Ask him to wash us thoroughly. Ask him to cleanse us. My God, wash us whiter than snow. With your blood. And help us to live in life to please you and to please each other. We thank God for the word that came yesterday. Love covers a multitude of sins. And it love is darkness, so that we can have a chance to come to him and to live a life to please him. And he said that if we don't turn to him and we don't forgive one another, give our brethren, we cannot get any forgiveness from him. That thing really, register in my spirit. God is not going to hear our prayer if we don't forgive our brethren. My God, have mercy upon us. If we come together on a Sunday morning, whether it's in the building or we gather to worship, if we don't forgive one another, yet we are singing and we are praising God, God is not going to hear us. It's going to be an empty service, empty ship. Lord, help us. So we have to make sure that we are doing what is right in the sight of God. Make sure
Amen.
That we will be acceptable unto God.
Yeah.
And run to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
you. Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Ladies, please open up your phones and we say thank you, Sister Higgins, and
amen,
we give God
amen. God be the glory
this morning. God be the glory.